68, verse 11. The Lord gave a word, and great is the multitude of them that published it, raising the people of grace and power with passion for the word and service, making a difference in their words. Attend Fashion Seminars with Tosin Yafini and experience a grounding into the truth of the word of God. Fashion Seminars is an outreach to individuals, campuses, fellowships, and churches, positioned to revive, emancipate, empower, equip, and to mentor people to walk in greater maturity of the Word of God, character, holiness, and anointing of the Holy Ghost through teachings and demonstration of the power of God. And for more inquiry, you can contact us on 080-2376-4285 or 802-305-7084. You can also email us at myfreshword@gmail.com and our Facebook www.facebook.com/myfreshword. You can as well tweet at us at tfinney. Pray, plan, and prepare to attend Freshword Seminars with Tosin Yafini, and your life will never remain the same.
Jeremiah 29 verse 12 to 14. 29 verse 12 to 14. That has been our foundation scripture. Then John 16, 23 to 24. John 16, 23 to 24. Then Matthew 7, 7 to 8. Matthew 7, 7 to 8. So I read Jeremiah 29, 12 to 14. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. So there is a guarantee for answered prayer. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will regather you from all the nations and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away into captivity. John 16, 23 to 24. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Matthew 7, 7 to 8. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So there is a guarantee that when we cry in prayer, we must secure answers. Because anyone that asks, receive. Anyone that seek shall find. And anyone that knock, the door shall be opened unto that person. Now, we said the secret of prevailing prayer is importunity, which means utter shamelessness. Utter shamelessness. The man that came to meet his friend in the middle of the night and said, somebody has come to visit me. I don't have anything to give the person. Please give me bread there. And the man said, look, I can't get up. We are already in the bed. We want to sleep. But the man kept knocking shamelessly. He wasn't bothered that the man would say, you are disturbing me. The man said, look, okay, you know what? Even though we may not be close, but for you to stop disturbing me, I will give it to you. So there is a place you get to with God that you will say, Lord, this matter must become my testimony. Remember the story of Jacob. The Bible says, Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Now, meaning there is a dimension available to people that stay with God, that tarry with God until their answer is delivered. A lot of us live on time. A lot of us get tired on time. A lot of us back out on time. So we only get the crumbs on the table. But the main thing we did not get. Prevailing prayer is to push, to pray
until something happened. It is to stand in prayer and to stretch. It is to labor, to agonize until the answer you desire is a reality. Now we talk about some dynamics of prevailing prayer. Last edition we said number one is approach the throne of grace with boldness. Approach the throne of grace with boldness. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly. Boldly to the throne. Now we say that whatever tampers with your righteousness tampers with your boldness. So once you are not bold to stand before your Father, you cannot secure answers. We further said that whatever tamper with your conviction, with your conscience, tampers with your boldness. Once your conscience is weighed down, you lose your boldness. The Bible says if your heart condemns you, he said God is greater than your heart. So the moment your heart has condemned you, then you know standing before God is just an acrobatic display. So last edition, we're able to say, look, whatever tampers with my righteousness must be dealt with. Whatever tampers with my conscience must be dealt with. Jesus said, if you come before the altar and you remember that you have offended somebody, he said, drop your gift at the altar. He said, go back and reconcile with the person. Why? Because that relationship issue, that relationship malfunction tampers with your conscience. Tampers with your conscience. And that means your boldness is already tampered with. The Bible says, I will forgive you as you forgive others of their trespasses. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, number two is prayer must be effective and fervent to prevail. Prayer must be effective, effectual, and fervent to prevail. James chapter 5 verse 16. James chapter 5 verse 16. It says, the B part, it said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Underline the word a righteous man, which was the first thing we dealt with. Everything that affects your righteousness tampers with your ability to secure an answer before God. So the prayer, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now the word availeth connotes to succeed, to prevail, to overcome, to be able to do something, to be strong against opposing force, to be helpful, to make an impact, to strike an impression, to be effective and accomplish much. So what kind of prayer availeth much? It is the effectual, fervent prayer that availeth much, that prevails, that overcome, that is able to do something, that is able to strike an impression, that is able to accomplish much. Now, the word effectual, connote energy put forth from within for effectual operation. Energy put forth from within for effectual operation. In other words, passion. Red hot desire. Now the word fervent connote maintaining a constant temperature. Fervent is maintaining a constant temperature. Now to put everything together, it means that the prayer that availeth much will succeed, help produce, prevail, strike an impression, strong against opposing force, overcome, able to do something, make an impact, accomplish more, must carry sufficient internal energy, which is maintained at a constant temperature. At a constant temperature. So you must heat consistently, You must eat regularly. You must maintain a fervency in the operation of prayer. Meaning your passion, your desire to see that matter a testimony must be strong enough to maintain its fervency. Meaning nothing makes you drop down. Nothing makes you to oversleep over that matter. That matter is presented to God at the frequency of fire. You are desirous that this matter must become a testimony. Now, that James 5 in TBT versions, it says, for tremendous power is released through the passionate heartfelt prayer. Passionate heartfelt prayer. Now, this can only, a prayer that avails is a prayer that is heartfelt, that carries fire, that carries hot desire. Beloved, if it's not, King James Version says, the earnest, effectual prayer. Now, if it's not fervent, if it's not earnest, if it's not heartfelt, meaning if your heart does not feel it, then God's heart does not feel it. If it does not make an impression in your heart, it does not make an impression in the heart of God. If it does not matter to you, if it is answered, then why should it matter to God if answers ever come? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you cannot prevail in prayer until you wholly give yourself passionately. Meaning your emotion must be involved in your prayer. A lot of time we pray absent-minded. Why? Because we have a prayer manual, a prayer book, or a prayer out and out. So we pray without understanding, and we pray absent-minded because we think we are just chanting. Beloved, if the thing does not fire your heart, please, why should it fire the heart of God? It is heartfelt. It is heartfelt. He who desires not from the depth of his heart makes a deceptive prayer. He who desires not from the depth of his heart makes a deceptive prayer. A lot of time we gather, please hear me, it is not about the noise. It is about the internal force. It is not about the length. It is about the internal passion. Meaning there is fire, there is desire concerning that thing. David said, this is one thing I desire. Now, when somebody desires something, pursuit is the proof to everybody that you desire it. The moment you stop pursuing, meaning your desire has been diluted. Meaning your desire has lost fire. Your prayer must carry desire. Hot desire before it can actually strike an impression before God. Beloved, the heart, going through scriptures, there is a connection between our heart, our mouth, and our prayer. The heart is the receptor and the transmitter center of life. Meaning, what matters in your life, the matter of your life is a matter of your heart. The matter of your heart is a matter of your heart. That's why scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues or the outflow of life. So whatever affects your heart affects your life. Listen to me. If it affects your life and it does not touch your heart, meaning that thing does not matter to you. That thing does not matter to you. So whatever touches your heart is the receptor, but your mouth is the transmitter. So it is expected that what is in my heart is expressed through my mouth. Is expressed through my mouth. But you see, most of the time, we've discovered that what we express through our mouth is not a function of what is in our heart. It's not a function of that. Meaning there are times you are just reading the prayers. You don't even understand it. They give you prayer 20 prayer points. And you are just raising to finish it within the hour. Nothing strikes your heart. Now, I don't have issues with prayer manuals, but I'll say this to you. If you carry a prayer manual or a prayer guidelines with various prayer points, and you have to finish it under 1 hour, and you are able to finish that prayer under 1 hour, I will say this to you. You've only done an exercise in physical energy. Why? Because along the way, there must be a prayer point that will strike your heart, that you will camp with, that you will stay with, that you will not leave alone. Meaning, the rest prayer will no longer matter to you. But one prayer must become a cry in your heart. Listen to me. The prayer that does not cry from your heart does not cry to the ear of God. It must come from your heart. It must produce from your heart. God transacts business with our heart, not our mouth. So it is not how beautiful you can carve the prayer. It's not how sweet the words can be. You know, some of us, we have good queen English. So we can speak beautiful prayers. It is not the way you can carve the prayer. But you see, it is the cry of your heart. Prayer points or prayer cry doesn't need to be audible before heaven hears it. I repeat it. Prayer cry doesn't need to be audible before heaven hears it. Doesn't need to be audible. In Psalm 45 verse 1. Psalm 45 verse 1. It says, my heart is igniting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is a pen of the ready writer. My tongue, my heart. In Psalm 10 verse 17. Psalm 10 verse 17. He said, Lord, thou art heard the desire of the humble. Thou will prepare their hearts. Thou will cause thine ear to hear. So desires can be audible. Desires has voice. Desires have voice. Hear that scripture reading in the Message version. That is Psalm 10 verse 17. In the Message version. He says, the victim's faint pulse picks up. The hearts of the hopeless pump red blood as you put your ears to their lips. Telling you that their voice is hardly audible. Beloved, listen to me. There are some prayer points that even your language, your English, loses the capacity to express it. To express it. Remember, scripture tell about Anna. Anna stood at Shiloh. And the Bible says Anna was crying, but her mouth was not moving. So Eli said, woman, you must be drunk. How can you be crying and your mouth not moving? Hear me, God hears the desire. A drop of tears in the place of prayer is audible to God. A sighing in the place of prayer is audible to God. A groaning in the place of prayer is audible to God. And God understands the interpretation. God knows what it means. He said, at times we come to God and we believe you must speak all the language. Beloved, there are times that your desire does not have, or English does not have the vocabulary to carry and to express what you want to say. So a tears, a groaning, or a sign in God's presence becomes the communication of your heart to God. Becomes the communication of your heart to God. If it is not heartfelt, it cannot prevail. It must come from your heart. It must burn in your heart. It must burn in your heart. Andrew Murray says this. I saw it and I like it. He said, desire is the soul of prayer. Desire is the soul of prayer. And the cause of insufficient or unsuccessful prayer is very much to be found in the lack or feebleness of desire. How strong is your desire? The heartfelt. Does your heart feel your desire? The Bible says Jesus prayed until the sweat from his body began to flow as blood. Why? His heart carried his desire. What was his desire? Lord, let this cup pass over me. Please, beloved, enough of gymnastic in the place of prayer. Enough of exerting physical energy. What does not touch your heart will not touch the heart of God. So does that prayer point carry touch your heart? That's why at times we give the scriptures to paint a picture. Then we give a story to build your desire. How hot is your desire? How hot is your desire? Is it so hot that it can cut a metal into pieces? How hot is your desire? Desire is the soul of prayer. Desire is the soul of prayer. If it's weak, your prayer cannot prevail. What do you desire? What desire has heaven parted into your spirit? The Bible says God will grant you the desires of your heart. He says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will grant you the desires of your heart. Meaning, in the process of divine intercourse, God releases his desire, which becomes your desire in your heart. But how strong is that desire? Does the passing of the days, or the passing of the week, or the passing of the years drown it? Does the challenges of the day, the challenges of life, swallow it? It is the heartfelt, earnest, effectual, and fervent prayer. Prayer operating at the frequency of light, at the frequency of God, without the heart of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Your real prayer manual is your heart. It is not the prayer book. Your real prayer manual is your passion, your desire. It is not the real prayer book. So when you pick that prayer manual, look at the prayer points. Let it build a sufficient desire for you to camp with. The reason why people say, oh, I can't pray long, is because there's no desire. There's no desire. Do you understand the desire before Jacob? Jacob was about to meet his brother. His brother that he deceived years ago. And he knows this brother has been looking for him to avenge. So here was Jacob going to meet his brother, and his heart is beating that this man can kill me. To let you know how scared Jacob was, he divided his family into groups. He was scared. So when he met that angel, he said, no, I will not let you go. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Blessing was beyond the blessing that came upon his generation. But the first blessing is, you must change the heart of Esau. You must change the heart of Esau. You must change the heart of Esau. It is because of our inability to appreciate spiritual things. That is why we lack appropriate desires in the place of prayer. It's because of our carelessness in terms of spiritual things that makes us to lack desires in the place of prayer. Now, sadly to say, the only time we carry desire, it is when that matter had to do with something about your what to eat, or what to wear, or what to become. But God says, those desires are small. Those desires are small. You see the way we prayed when I led prayer now? When I pray, let's pray for Nigeria. Is somebody just shaking their head? The not shaking their head. Shaking. Desire is the soul of prayer. If it does not touch your heart, it doesn't touch God's heart. Just shaking their head. Oh, let's pray for the salvation of souls. You know, because people have come to tell us that when you take that position, you are praying. You are deceiving yourself. You are just doing exercises. Bodily exercise profit little. But there is an exercise that profit well. We must be able to secure appropriate desires. Where do we catch desire? The word. The word. The Holy Ghost uses the word, paints the word, to put a desire in our hearts. A desire in our heart to apprehend, to assess, to hold those things. The most important measure of prayer is not its length, but its depth. Not its beautiful word, but its intensity. It is not necessarily a matter of how many hours you pray, but how intensely you pray when you prayed. There is a dynamic of perseverance. Prayer must be often continuous at some length, but whether short or long, let your prayer be fervent and redolent. Let your prayer be fervent and red hot. Let your prayer be fervent and red hot. So I ask again, how hot is your desire? How hot is your desire? Elijah got to the mountain after he declared there's an abundance of rain. He declared it. There's an abundance of rain. He went to the mountaintop and he stayed. And he began to travel. He said, servant, go and check. The servant checked the first time, came back. Nothing happened. Elijah could have said, you know what? Let's just calm down. We don't need to push this thing too much. Whatever God will do, God will do it. I'm sure you understand that. Whatever we be, we'll be. However God will do it, God will do it. If God does not do it, then it's not his will. A lot of us stop in pursuing in prayer because of our inability to discover God's will. We should fuel our desire in prayer. But what did the Lord say? He said, servant, go and check the second time. The man went the second time. He said, bros, nothing. Elijah stayed. Probably for each of the time the man was going, probably Elijah was staying for 1 hour. Because when you see the way prayer desires mounted, you will take something to the place of prayer and you will begin 10 minutes. Nothing will happen. You need to stay. So he stayed 1 hour, probably 2 hours. In between the first, going to confirm. Go to the third time. He came back. Nothing. Elijah could have said, don't worry. It's not God's will. Oh, I didn't hear God well. No, I didn't hear God well. A lot of us have stopped when God has not even started. Why? Inability to persevere in the place of prayer. A lot of us has concluded on ourselves when God has not even begun what he wants to do. He said, go the second, fourth time. He got there the fourth time. He said what? He said, nothing, sir. I am sure even the man was wondering. The fifth time, he saw the man, his hand between his head. He will be afraid to touch him. Man of God, there's nothing new. There's nothing. I'm sure the first time, because he was sure of Elijah. Remember Elijah? When they went to pursue him, Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire drop down from heaven. Bam. The first 50 was consumed. The next 50 came. If I be a man of God, let fire come down. Boom. Fire came down. The third man was wise. He got there. He went and he said, sir, I am your servant. I am the son of your servant. Have mercy. This was Elijah that called fire up once. But the same Elijah. So the first time when he said, go and check, the man would have been so sure. So he would have gone there in a hurry. But when he came back, nothing has happened. His voice will have been high, but gradually his voice will be reducing. Beloved, inability to secure, desire to secure what you want, will frustrate your pursuit in the place of prayer. Go the first time, go the second time, go the third time, go the fourth time, go the fifth time. I'm sure the sixth time the man will say, if I tell this man now that maybe it's not God's will, the man will be angry with me. Servant of God, maybe we didn't hear God well. Maybe we didn't hear God well. We don't need to push ourselves. Whenever God likes, God will do it. That has always been our conclusion. But God is looking for men and women that will stay. Men that will say like Jabez, that you will bless me and bless me indeed. And they stayed. Men like Jacob, and said until you bless me, I'm not going to let you go. And they stayed. Men, women like Anna, that her heart was speaking, yet her mouth was shut. Oh, we can be in the place of prayer, and some people are shouting and storming, but it is not in their hearts. Whereas somebody is facing the wall, and the only thing you could hear is, Lord, Lord, listen to me. It is the effectual, heartfelt, continuous, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth. If it doesn't touch your heart, it won't touch the heart of God. If your desire is not audible for God to hear, God will not respond. God will not respond. So there are times we need to press in. 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 Pressing to build your desire by securing enough scriptures for you to stand with. Feed your desire by scriptures. I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord, sure he loved. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, sure he loved. I am the Lord. Manda garabuzo kodo darabuz.
I am the Lord, your healer. I sent your word to the nations.
Settle for less when you have the revealed will of God to stand up. Never settle for less when you have the revealed will of God to stand up. Never settle for less. You need to sit and to search. Sit, burn the midnight candle, and find where it is written concerning you. Find where it is written concerning you. In Luke chapter 4, the Bible says Jesus went into the temple. And when he got into the temple, he opened the book. They handed the book to him. And the Bible says he read. He read in the book. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He was reading about himself. Listen to me. Your destiny is written in that book. You must open it up. You must find it. Once you find it, hold to it. Once you discover it, hold to it. The reason why our desire becomes fable is because you don't have enough revelation. Revelation is the fuel of prayer. Revelation is the raw material of prayer. Because you don't have enough revelation. Beloved, you must arm yourself with both the written word and the spoken word. The written word is the Bible. The spoken word is the voice behind the verse. There is a voice behind the verse you must encounter that will personify that scripture for you, to you. It doesn't matter the issue. God could speak generally to everybody, but when you take the written word to the place of prayer, you will hear the voice behind that word will become the spoken word to you. He said to Abraham, he said, as it has been written, you shall become the father of many nations. Romans 4, verse 17 down. Then later he said, as it is spoken, it was written before. But in the place of prayer, you must hear something. He said, thou shalt hear a voice behind you that said that this is the way. One of the reasons we go to prayer, armed with the word, is also to secure the will of God concerning that issue. The moment the will of God is secured, takuti Jesu, you will secure your answer. You will secure your answer. It was told about one of his ministers. What's his name again? The one that had the orphanage house. His name is here, but it's not coming out. He ran an orphanage house for the Lord. We are told that he prayed for four of his friends consistently throughout his life. When he died, number three gave his life to Christ. The day he was buried, number four gave his life to Christ. A man stayed and said, God, these people must be saved. These people's life must change. This story must be different. Our desire must catch fire. Our desire must be flaming. You see, you cannot desire something and not be vocal about it. You cannot. Once it is in your heart, it will flow out of your mouth. Why? Out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth must demonstrate. The reason you don't talk about it, because it is not in your heart. How hot is your desire? How hot is your desire? And whatever God likes, God should do. No. No. If the person doesn't get here, it means that it's not the will of God. Listen to me. Find the will of God. We have left the time when we used to believe that God used sickness to communicate an information to a servant. Listen to me. If it's God, it's good. If it's not good, it is not God. He has given us all good things to enjoy. Discover the will of God. Stand with the will of God.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, standing, I am standing on the promises of
God. Number three, what are some of the dynamics of prevailing prayer? Let's see if we can cover this, then we enter prayer. The name of Jesus is the basis of prevailing prayers. The name of Jesus. Now, I felt this was a known fact to people, but the Holy Ghost said no. He said you need to bring it out. I wanted to bring in more deep things, but the Holy Ghost said no, bring this one out. That people should need to understand that the basis by which prayer is answered is the name of Jesus. John chapter 16. Verse 23 to 24. John 16, 23 to 24. John 16, 23 to 24. God of those shadows. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. That you your joy may be full. In Mark 16, 17 to 18, Mark 16, 17 to 18. Mark 16, 17 to 18. He said, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Have you heard somebody pray and said, Father, we thank you for this. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this meal. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for your powerful grace. Blessed be your name, O God. We thank you. Somebody praise God. He has prayed, right? No, he has not prayed. He has only told us he can speak. If it doesn't end with in Jesus' name, it is not a prayer. If it doesn't end with in Jesus' name, or if it doesn't turn with in Jesus' name, it's not a prayer. He said, ask anything in my name. The name of Jesus has been given to us as power of Anthony. He said, whatsoever you desire, come to the Father in my name. Have you heard somebody said, Father, we thank you, we give you praise. Let this sickness go. In God's name we pray. He said, pray in my name. What is the name given to him? Jesus. Jesus. Now, when the Holy Spirit brought this up, I said, Lord, but everybody knows. He said, no. And I remember, last edition, somebody called me and said, sir, the first point you gave was that, oh, we should approach the throne of grace with boldness. He said, I didn't know that. I said, wow. I said, okay. I said, Holy Spirit, I see why you are asking me to incorporate this. Everything must be in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. He is a name as full of power and grace. At the name, all sickness is bound. Demons tremble at the sound of the name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power.
Look, at the mention of that name, once there is a desire, the desire becomes a testimony. Why? The desire is audible to the name.
I remember the testimony of God's servant, Bishop Oedeko. He said they were going through a place and they got to a narrow bridge. And they entered it and a truck was coming. And it was impossible for the truck and them to pass through. Said it was impossible. And the driver was in top speed. Said the driver had turned to water. And the wife was shouting, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. He said, keep quiet. Once is enough. You don't need to call him 20 times. Once, carry enough potent. He said, shut up. Once is enough. He said, till today, he doesn't know how they cross to the other side. Until when they get to heaven, he will know how they cross to the other side. Beloved, we need to know the power of heaven is invested in that name. The power of heaven is invested in that name.
Loruko dan la la la. Loruko Jesus.
Music people, do you know that song? Can you help me with it?
Loruko la 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 la.
Loruko Jesus.
Loruko la ho.
Loruko la 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 la. Loruko Jesus. Loruko Jesus. Osa wale.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus is backed by the all of heaven. So when there is a challenge and you say in Jesus' name, what you are doing, you are bringing the host of heaven to show up. The host of heaven shows up. Now, how, what is in a name? Or how does a name carries the power or the potency it carries? Number one, by an inheritance. Meaning the person that gave birth to you has a name. So by that inheritance, you too have a name. That name will mean something. If they say you are son of so-so person, everybody will bow to you. The same respect they give to your father, they give to you. So by inheritance. Number two, by birth. You know, we are born from that family by birth. Number three, by confinement. They confer the name to you. They confer a title to you. Now, the same thing with Jesus. Jesus secured his name. Number one, by inheritance. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's read from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, we'll read to 1 to 9. By inheritance. Hebrews 1 from verse 1. He said, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, as in this last day spoken unto us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angel, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, that my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, is yet, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angel he said, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast robbed righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. By inheritance, he said, thy throne, O God, referring to the Son. The fact that you are the heir, you have inherited a more excellent name. A more excellent name. No devil in hell wants to hear that name. No demon wants to hear that name. They call him the righteous man. They dare not mention the name Jesus. They dare not mention the name Jesus. One funny man I read recently on online was saying, his name is not Jesus. His name is this. His name is that. I said, look, beloved, listen. Call that name and see wonders. And tell me if God has not backed his authority behind that name. So by inheritance, he's a son. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 6. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Now hear this. Every time you call that name, this is what happened. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonders happens. Counselor. Counsel comes. The mighty God. Power shows up. The everlasting Father. Eternal life is available. The Prince of Peace. The storm is calm. So when you shout Jesus, every demon in hell understands that. Somebody say praise the Lord. By inheritance. Number two, by conquest. Or by achievements. By conquest. By achievements. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. And having despoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He despoiled principalities and powers. Which ones? The one Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6. All the hierarchy were beaten hands down. Hear it in the Amplified version. When he has disarmed the rulers and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against you, he made a public example of them, exhibited them as captives in his triumphant procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. Triumph over them through the cross. We now. Jesus, you know we know. We now. Bata. Now, let me help you understand what happened. When Satan plotted the death of Jesus, he did not know that he was plotting the deliverance of man and his own vanquish. He did not know. The Bible says if the devil had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He did not know. So he drafted all his emissaries. Now when they eventually crucified Jesus and Jesus died, Jesus went to hell. They celebrated on Friday. They celebrated on Saturday. But on the third day in the morning, a light visited that dark place. The place that was enveloped in light, once light showed up. The place that was enveloped in darkness, once light showed up. He that was down got up. The Bible says he took the key. He did not negotiate the key from the devil. He said, Satan, give me. He collected the key from him. He looked at sickness. He slapped sickness. He looked at diseases. After he dealt with them, he put everybody in chain. He brought them out to everybody. He led captivity captive. And what were they singing? Everybody looking around, they were singing, we now. There was a battle. There was a battle. Jesus was the Son of Man. The Son of God. He became the Son of Man. So that the Son of Man can become the sons of God. Listen to me. Satan is not the mate of Jesus. Some saying God and Satan are fighting. It is insulting. How can God and Satan fight? Satan is not his mate. Say they are struggling. It's not possible. Can darkness struggle with light? The dominion of light over darkness is instant and is unquestionable. It is instant and is unquestionable. Darkness does not have the muscle or the capacity to negotiate when light shows up. So by conquest, Jesus took over. By conquest, he defeated principalities and powers. He made an open show of them. The scripture says in Hebrews 2:14, since then the children are sharers in flesh and blood. He also himself, like manner, partook of the same, that through death he might bring to naught him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Let me read that scripture again for somebody's deliverance. Since then, the children are sharers in flesh and blood. He also himself, in like manner, took part of the same, that through death he might bring to naught him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Listen to me. In comparison with the power of God, the power of the devil is nothing. The power of the devil is what? It's nothing. The power of the devil is what? It is nothing. It's nothing. It lacks. The Bible says he moves around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's just like, he's just disguising. He's not. If you tell him to open his teeth, he doesn't have teeth. Why? Jesus collected his teeth that day. On resurrection morning, the teeth of the devil was broken. He's just a dog that cannot bark. He's just barking, barking. He can't bite. He can't bite. So by conquest, Jesus took in that name. The name that is above every name. Colossians 1:13, who delivers us out of darkness and
and translate us of the kingdom of his dear son. And in Matthew 28:18, he said, all power in heaven and on earth. All power in heaven and on earth. Everything is invested in what? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How did Jesus' name become that potent? Number three, by confoundment. God conferred the name on it. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. Philippians 2, 9 to 10. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. Things on earth, things in hell, things in heaven. Listen, if that being has a name, it must bow. If that being has a name, it must bow. If it has a name, listen to me. When you are doing deliverance and you have a demon for his name, do you know the reason why they don't want to say their name? Because once you know their name, it says at the mention of his name, every knee must bow. Every knee must bow. So once that being has a name, there is a name that is above it. There is a name that is superior. There is a name that is above. All you need to do is to stay on and declare it. I see the devil packing his load. A song is playing in my spirit. We used to sing it those days on campus. Anointing my shawl, Lord, son, yo. Remember? Holy Ghost explosion, Lord, son, yo. Mori Satani to ferege. Yeshu tide. Jesus. Meaning there are times in prayer, the only thing you are saying is what? Jesus. Just Jesus. Because when that name is called, the host of heaven respond. Wonders. Because his name is meant to produce wonderful. So wonders must show up. He's the Prince of Peace. It doesn't matter how stormy. Stay with him. 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 Mumiduro, mumiduro. Mumiduro, domi. Jesu olu bala. Mumiduro. Said if I should, when I should come, will I see fine faith? Stay with him. It doesn't matter the issue. Stay with him. Don't look for alternative. Every alternative is an Ishmael, and you will suffer the regret till the day you see Jesus. I tell you, every alternative is an Ishmael. You will suffer the regret till the day you see Jesus. So, no settle for an alternative. If God cannot do it, listen to me, it means that it cannot be done. If God cannot do it, it means that it cannot be done. But let me hear you. What is it that he cannot do? He said, I am the God of all flesh. I am the God of all flesh. White, black, red, blue, pink. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything? So once it is difficult, it is there something I do not know, I must know. There is something I
am holding that probably I should not hold. Listen to me. The closer you get to Jesus, the less burden you carry. The less baggage you carry. The less load you carry. Listen to me. You don't enter heaven with nothing. The closer you are to Jesus, the more he makes demand on you, the more you drop everything. The more you drop everything. So when it is not working, don't complain to God. Ask yourself, Lord, what is the issue in my life? What am I not getting? What am I not getting? What exam have I continually failed and have not yet learned the lesson? What am I not getting? God is never at fault. God is never at fault. God is never at fault. Abraham judged him faithful. Even when it seems as if his generation will die, he's still judging faithful. Listen to me. Enough of we overhyping this prosperity message. Enough of hyping this prosperity message. God wants us to prosper, but hear me. God is looking for a generation of people that even if they don't have it, they will still hold on to this Jesus. Please hear me. Don't make people make you believe that it is only the result of prosperity that proves that you are close to God. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. The blessing of Abraham is not wealth. It is justification. And it is justification that opened the door to the world. So if you don't have result, don't be thinking that it means that you've missed it. No. It's not necessarily so. Listen, some people may not have the result, but they carry the grace. What do I mean? Some people are never king, but they are kingmakers. No matter what you try, you can't become the king, but you can make kings. Why? You carry the grace that validate. You carry the grace that enable others to become it. So please don't use your growth with God. Don't use prosperity to judge your debt and your growth with God. No, 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 no. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than that. You know, sometimes when we preach, some people think, oh, we may not have it. Listen, we may not have it, but we carry it. It's a matter of time. What happens? A lot of people get discouraged in the process and they not inherit the promise. He said, be ye followers. Followers. Followers of them who through faith and patience. He said, by patience, possess your soul. So there is a dimension of patience in faith. Faith is not just what you use to collect from heaven. It's also what you use to sustain yourself when heaven is saying, wait. Yes. When heaven is saying, wait. When heaven is saying, wait. Said he suffered them to hunger. He suffered them to hunger. He said so that they will know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Simple God is saying, I allow them to lack for them to learn to trust my word. Listen to me. There could be times in your life nothing will work. It doesn't mean you've missed God. God simply needs to reshift your focus. Focus on the word. Learn to walk the word. Because the word still works wonders. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power. Shadagado Bodusata, the name of sickness is bad. Mando Zuzu Fredishada, demons tremble
at the sound of that name. It is not an ordinary name. He's a name full of power and of grace. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh,
Isaiah 51 verse 11. He said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Say in the name of Jesus, I command every foundational issue of disappointment and sorrow in my life be destroyed and flee away. In the name of Jesus, every foundational issue, every foundational issue my singing, against my joy, against my celebration, I command you to flee. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Psalm 68 verse 11. The Lord gave a word, and great is the multitude of them that published it, raising the people of grace and power with passion for the word and service, making a difference in their words. Attend Fresh Road Seminars with Tosi Afini and experience a grounding into the truth of the word of God. Fresh Road Seminars is an outreach to individuals, campuses, fellowships and churches, positioned to revive, emancipate, empower, equip and to mentor people to walk in greater maturity of the word of God, character, holiness and anointing of the Holy Ghost through teachings and demonstration of the power of God. And for more inquiry, you can contact us on 080-2376-4285 or 080-2305-7084. You can also email us at myfreshword@gmail.com and our Facebook www.facebook.com/myfreshword. You can as well tweet at us at tfinney. Pray, plan, and prepare to attend Fresh Word Seminars with Tosin Afini, and your life will never remain the same.